Welcome back to another episode of Joypad Podcast. It's me, Megan. I haven't been here for a little bit because I vanished. You don't need to know where I was, but I'm back, and that's all that matters. I am joined this evening by Mr. Michael Pinto and Tom. Unfortunately, we're missing Fleming because apparently there can only be three of us at one time. So if you like Fleming better, vote with the ampersand, and if you like me better, give a good old number one. Thanks.
Tell everyone where he is, please.
Press the buttons on your touchtone telephone or television if you have a touchtone television.
Our phones are ringing off the hook. Anyway, yeah, Fleming is he abandoned us this evening for SpongeBob the musical, right?
I can't blame him.
I would do the same.
But Porus Roberts, a very attractive man. when he is live in concert, you have to go hear his beautiful voice. I think that's the word. I think that's law.
That's law?
Yeah, that's law.
All right.
It's actually passed and ratified into the Constitution.
Whoa. 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 All right, well, that's enough of me. I can't stand to hear myself anymore. So, Tom, continue to take it away. How are you? What are you drinking? What have you been playing? I would love to know what you gentlemen have been up to.
This is perfect for me because, as we know, I love to hear myself talk because I'm a self-aggrandizing. Can I swear?
Yes.
What's the YouTube
a minute
limitation?
60 seconds in.
Okay,
so go ahead.
So I'm a self-aggrandizing asshole. There we go. I'm just drinking some water. I had some decaf coffee. I'm trying to sleep better.
Ooh.
I have not been sleeping good. It's awesome. I hate it.
Aww.
I am playing a number of different games. For the first time in a while, yesterday I played Gloomhaven.
Ooh.
A game that we have played together as a unit, I think, once before.
Megan
was not there. Yeah.
But she could be there
could
at
be.
Any given time. It's a game where you can kind of like hop in and out, which is nice.
Oh, okay.
Because you can just, I think, designate player control of like a hero. And you can bring them with or not with whenever you play. So it's kind of nice. And I was reminded of our group experience because when I loaded in, it was still set to the last time that we played as a team. So I look forward to doing that again. Gloomhaven is one of those rare occurrences of like a super overcomplicated board game that was made into a less complicated video game that I enjoy immensely. And it just takes a while to like play out one scenario, but it's still a lot of fun. So I still recommend it to everybody. There's still a lot of good content in that. And yeah, just look forward to playing that as a group again. I played Midnight Suns some more because the Venom patch DLC came out last week. I beat all the new content because it's only
because
so much new content. it was cool. Again, like everything that involves Venom / Eddie Brock is fully voice acted and integrated and very seamless, which I really appreciate because a lot of DLC just feels super bolt-on and just kind of here you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels pretty integrated and I like that. But I'm also at the point where I already beat like the main storyline, so I kind of come back in and I play the DLC and I'm like, welp, beat that, so I guess I put this on the shelf until the next one comes out.
There you go.
Yeah, but they have two more characters coming out. One is Storm, which I'm actually excited for because Storm's a cool character.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is Morbius.
Oh,
from the
Hell
world's favorite movie.
Yes.
Wow.
I hope it's voiced by Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. Yeah.
And I hope he says it's Morbin time.
God damn it.
And he'll bring in all of the members of his cult to help him say it.
I do love a good cult.
He has a cult. If you haven't looked that up, Jared Leto has a cult.
That's why I belong to the BTS army.
Yeah. I mean, he has a literal cult. This isn't even, like, any sort of joke.
I need to do some research.
Yeah. I thought 30 Seconds to Mars was an okay band, but yeah,
and
some people apparently thought
about...
it was better than
oh,
that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. There's a compound, I think, or an island or something. Yeah, so Jared Leto has a cult.
Is he involved in it, or is it just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he is the cult leader of the cult.
Got it. I wasn't sure if it was just, like, people that took this idea of the band, an idea of, you know, who they thought Jared Leto was and decided to, like, do this thing. But no, he's
dedicate
involved.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Yep, nope.
Okay.
Jared Leto started a cult of Jared Leto.
Nope, never mind.
Yep. So, enjoy that factoid, listeners. I mean, at least it's still better than R. Kelly's cult, as far as I'm aware.
Yep. Yep.
I'm trying to think, what else have I played? Fire Emblem Engage, which does not star cult leader Jared Leto.
Damn.
It's a fun game. I'm getting to this point with games where, like, the ones I really like are the ones that, like, every session is, like, at least an hour.
Okay.
And I want to play it, but I have a hard time finding the right time. And I want some more games that I can just sit down and play and then, like, be done in a little bit kind of thing and come back to when I have more time.
Just, like, quick little bites.
Yeah, like Stardew's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Games that you can engage for short periods of time, mm-hmm. but you want to engage in for longer periods of time.
Right.
So write me all of your suggestions. Send them to tom@joypadpod, P.O. Box. I don't have a P.O. box.
Send a carrier pigeon that way.
Yes. Tell it to come to me.
Go to Tom.
All carrier pigeons know where I live.
That's concerning.
But yeah, that's about it. The normal Madden sprinkled in there, but I think nice. I talked about Madden for like 30 minutes last time again, which is stupid. So yeah, Jared Leto has a cult. Pinto, how are you doing?
It's our episode what are you- title.
Drinking and what games have you been playing that do or do not star Jared Leto as a cult leader?
Far and wide.
I mean, first of all, I'll have to look, but I feel like we've mentioned the Jared Leto cult before, and
it's very possible.
I think it's already been an episode title.
We can call it Jared Leto as a cult too, then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'd have to look at the backlog, but I'm pretty sure that we've tapped into that particular nugget before.
It will always make me laugh. I'll do it again.
Gaming, I really haven't been playing many games because I've been tired and working a lot. Fun fact, last Friday, which already feels like a goddamn eternity ago, Tom and I met up in person to go see a concert. It was a great time.
I saw that awesome. On the interweb.
It was a very, very fun show, very funky, very loud.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God for earplugs.
Hell yeah.
And while I don't regret it, what I do regret is that I rolled into my driveway at 20 after 2 a.m. and got up for work at 5:30 a.m.
School night?
Yeah.
No, it was a Friday night.
It was a work night, but I had to work on that Saturday.
Got it.
And boy, my coworkers were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm good. Everything's fine.
I'm funky delirious."
Yeah. So, I've been not playing too many games recently. I have been still working my way through Link's Awakening DX on the Switch. That is the original Game Boy Color version, not the remake.
Nice.
Which, as we discussed last week, is still $60, Tom.
Is it or really?
$60.
Yeah.
That is bullshit.
The ridiculous fee of $59.99 on the Nintendo Switch store.
Yeah.
Nope.
Come on, Nintendo. And also still working on Pokemon Sword. I don't think I've yet beaten a game this year. It's March. I think I'll get there. I'll beat it.
Yeah.
I'll beat at least one of those. And then my thoughts are to move on to either Breath of the Wild, which we've discussed. Oh, I still want to play the Mass Effect trilogy. Oh, and work on my last year's resolution of beat Skyrim. But what I'm going to do with Skyrim is I'm just going to cheat, man. I don't... Whatever. I'm going to hack into the mainframe and turn on God mode and just beat the game. Just to make myself feel better. And experience the story, because, like, I don't like that game enough to put that much time into it. I'm sorry.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I don't think the story of Skyrim is all that good.
No.
It's
not.
The joy of Skyrim is just exploring random caves, solving a couple puzzles and getting cool gear.
Exactly.
And then killing people with it.
But I'm going to do that by shooting an arrow into everyone's butt and killing them in one shot and feeling cool about it every time.
That's fine.
All the butts.
I see no issue with this.
That's really about it. I did buy Sons of the Forest. I have not booted it up.
Me too.
I do fear that my computer won't be able to run it. That is the same fear that I have with the Resident Evil 4 remake, which is fast approaching.
It is.
So
you could come over and play it here.
Yeah, that's what you said about Village, and that's been out for 2 years.
Listen, we both had crazy schedules.
Uh-huh.
When you had a normal schedule, my schedule went batshit.
And the situation, we played the Uno reverse card.
We did.
And we still have to play House of Ashes. Couple draw fours were had.
Yes, you do.
Basically all of the, the Dark Anthology, the only one we've actually done is Little Hope. You never beat Man of Medan.
Medan. The only one I've played is House of Ashes, so I just, honestly, I just want you guys to play that one so we can have the conversation.
Tom's been waiting to talk about that game with us for half a year now.
I think it's been longer than half a year, man. I think it's been almost a year.
Pinto, what does your weekend look like?
I have to work on Saturday.
Until what time?
3:30.
Okay. I have to passively work. We can talk offline. Maybe we should hang out.
We'll take our answer off the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I hung out with your fiance's sister tonight, so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I went and ate ramen. It was delicious.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's really it for games. I've been wanting to play games, and just, every time I sit down to boot something up, I'm like, God, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
And then I just go to bed.
Oh, man.
I hate it.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
It's like a constant struggle because it happens every fucking day. I don't know if that happens to you too every day, but it happens to me every day, every time. Mm-hmm. I try to
almost every day. A lot of times I even skip the part where I'm like, I want to play games. I just go right to bed.
Just
instead.
Go to bed.
So I mean, let's slice open the burrito. It's, you know, about 20 to 10. Normal, I'm in bed by now, cause I'm an old man.
Yeah,
I get it. Well, you also just start work early. I mean, that's the thing. If you start work early, you got to go to bed earlier.
Yeah,
that's just life.
You have a drive, so you have to get up even earlier.
Yeah, jerks get to work from home.
Yeah.
Tom,
I
with
roll
your
out of my
goddamn
bed.
Peanut butter jar of peanut butter.
What?
For those of you who are getting the video experience, there's a jar of peanut butter behind me on my work desk.
This, Megan, you weren't here last
time.
I'm
on a diet, and I eat straight peanut butter at certain times as a snack.
Yes, last week the jar of peanut butter was also there, Megan, and I really wanted to ask Tom about it, but I wasn't sure if it was peanut butter, and I didn't want to be rude and be like, oh, what's the jar back there on your desk? Is it peanut butter? And it'll be like, that's my hemorrhoid cream. And I'll be like, why
it's
is that
Preparation
on
H.
I mix it with peanut butter so it goes in smoother.
Oh, no.
But to be fair, I was at Tom's house and I saw the jar of peanut butter in person. So
so you know it's real.
Yes.
In the exact same space it was the day prior.
But
that's
did you
right.
taste it?
No, I did not.
So you don't
know.
Didn't
want to get hemorrhoid cream in his mouth.
Anyways, in gaming news, by the time this episode comes out, the update will have happened, but I get to break some gaming news, which I don't do very often. Wow, thanks, guys. Next week, there will be an update to one of our group's favorite games, Ultimate Chicken Horse. It is the anniversary. The game is 7 years old.
Wow.
That's crazy.
The fact that it's 7 years old and they're still adding content makes me super happy.
That's awesome.
They are adding a new character, the turtle, And they're adding a new level, the Metro, which I hope is better than Roller Coaster. Roller Coaster, not my favorite level.
Roller Coaster just wasn't very good.
Yeah,
which is sad to say, but
I have hopes, high hopes.
We've got high hopes.
High apple pie in the sky, hopes.
Hopes.
You know it. Yeah, I love Ultimate Chicken Horse. I'm glad that they're still doing things. I'm surprised that they haven't done Ultimate Chicken Horse 2.
Why
in 7 years?
Make a sequel when the original is still gold, baby.
Yeah, let's talk to Blizzard money. About that. Why did Blizzard make Overwatch 2 when it's just Overwatch?
They replaced original Overwatch. Okay, I will say Overwatch 2 doesn't cost any money. So if you already bought original Overwatch, the difference is that you get all the characters automatically. Other people either have to unlock them through Battle Pass or buy them.
Gotcha.
So, and there's like new characters that they added that you either unlock or buy too. But I at least have all the, I have a stupid array of characters. I haven't played Overwatch 2 except for one time that I tried it and I was like, oh, this sucks. And then I logged off. Which is, of course, after the time that there were 20,000 people in queue or whatever that I posted on their Facebook.
What's up with Diablo 4? Is that out?
Is
it out?
It's coming out, I think.
Okay.
They did get a release date. Maybe, I want to say June? Let's see. It is June 6th.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. Not super excited about it. Number one, as we've said multiple times, Blizzard bad. But also number two, like Diablo 3 wasn't great. So like,
was not?
Was not. Megan, okay. You played it.
I did. I couldn't tell that part didn't come out quite as clear for me, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I just. Blizzard's batting pretty low these days.
Yeah.
And even if, like, to be fair, I have not seen many negative things about Blizzard in the news lately, but I also have not gone looking. And I don't know, just maybe if people are like, hey, Diablo 4 is pretty good, I might check it out, but it's not high on my list of anticipated games.
No.
Yeah, I think Diablo 3 really threw it in the shitter for me. Diablo 3 fell in that bucket of games that we look at as funny because they're not good. But they should be. Like, I threw Assassin's Creed in that bucket.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The first Assassin's Creed.
What other games are in that bucket? So, Assassin's Creed 1, valid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make arguments for the other Assassin's Creed games, but Assassin's Creed 1, not very good. I Am Jesus Christ.
Yep, I Am Jesus Christ. Definitely in there. There's got to be some other ones. I can't really think of them. Oh, you know, like the graveyard and shit like that we used to play in, like, StarCraft.
Yeah.
They're, like, so bad it's good games. And, like, I wouldn't even say it's so bad it's good for Diablo. It's just so bad it exists, and you can make fun of it because why did they do it this way?
It's just such a bummer when you have these large companies, that have so much money and they just do such a shitty job.
It feels like they get too corporate.
Yeah.
And like, I don't feel like games and creative outlets are meant to be corporatized because people start looking, it's like movies too. Like people start looking for formulas for success.
Right.
And they fail. Like, 'cause there's not just a winning formula. Sure, there are some cases where, like, you can follow a formula to a point, and you will find success with that. Like, turn-based battles and RPGs that generally follow, like, a hero's quest storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's standard, but you gotta have some flavor in there, otherwise it's boring as hell.
Right.
Right? So, you know, that's where you get your artistic design and, you know, the, your little deviations that separate, like, a Final Fantasy from, I don't know, Wild Arms or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Or even just Final Fantasy VII from Final Fantasy IX, you know? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, like, the more you get close to that formula, the less interesting your game really is the way I look at it. Personally.
Well, I don't know what I mean, guys think. Not to stray too far from the topic, but, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been going on for nigh on 10 years, and
Getting worse.
Yeah. Yep. From what I've seen in reviews of, what was the latest? Ant-Man and the Wasp? Quantumania.
Quantumania.
Yep. I've been seeing, first of all, the comparison images to Spy Kids, top notch. But,
kind of looks like that.
Beyond that,
it really does.
No, there are like side by side images that are like, they match up really well. But second, people are like, wow, nobody looks like they want to be in this movie. And I'm like, well, I mean, when you have to dedicate, like, 10 years of your life to being these characters, like, I don't know.
I like Paul Rudd. I like mm-hmm. Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. Ant-Man is not enough of a character to have a movie. I'm sorry. I've seen none of the Ant-Man movies, so maybe I could be proven wrong.
No, I agree. I haven't watched any of them. Great side character, throw into like the big adventures with everybody, but like you said, solo movie? Nah.
He's like, you do like an Avengers movie, and it's like doing Justice League.
Yeah.
Like Martian Manhunter's there.
Yeah.
Cool. Are we gonna make a Martian Manhunter movie? No. Why not? Because no one cares.
Right.
Is Ant-Man and Marvel's Midnight Suns?
Ooh.
He is not.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, Midnight Suns is mostly big names. Like, I was surprised Blade is in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they have a couple, like, smaller characters. So there's Magic, who is Colossus's sister. But she makes portals to Limbo and is actually really cool. And then there's Nico, who doesn't have, like, a name. Shadow Witch, I guess, is her mm-hmm. name. And she just uses blood magic. Like, she's cool. Part of that fun is, like, you have well-established characters like Wolverine and Spider-Man and, Hulk. You know, other big characters like that. Iron Man, Doctor Strange. And then you have, like, the couple less-known ones that are supposed to be, like, your scrappy rookies. And you get to know and love them. So... I'll rant about Midnight Suns all day, man.
God damn it, Tom.
Listen, Morbius is coming to shepherd in Jared Leto's cult. And it's going
to
be fun.
That's what this is. They're trying to get you in with good, fun gameplay, and then they're going to introduce Morbius, and you're done. That's it. It's just a ploy for Jared Leto's cult.
It's not only is it a ploy for Jared Leto's cult, there's also, like, part of the DLC is just that it makes you watch the movie Morbius to boost the ratings of the movie Morbius.
Actually goes towards sales of the movie.
I mean, considering that they re-released Morbius into theaters on the back of a meme. Yeah.
They were trying to chase the formula doing that, man. That's the thing. They're like, oh, there's traction on Twitters. We can put this back in theaters and make money now. No, you can't. It was a joke, you stupid old man. You stupid old man behind an executive desk that doesn't understand how pop culture works.
Because you make fun of something doesn't mean you like it. Look at us. We make fun of things all the time.
Look at us in Diablo. Full circle, bitches.
I wonder if I'll... I think we talked about this last week, too, but, like, I wonder if I'll ever beat that game.
What, Diablo?
I feel like we got so close, Tom.
We did. We got real close. I don't know where it fell apart, but it did. We could do it again. I'm not opposed to it.
All right, here's the thing. If we do it again, we have to beat it. I'm not... Third time's the charm, man. Like...
Yeah. I mean... You know, I think the trouble is the video editing burden.
If it's just, yeah,
just play games for fun.
Yeah, but
who does that?
Excuse
it
me.
It doesn't count if you don't have an audience of it, at least 3,000 people watching you play a video game.
If oh, no we, proof, we, how we do that. We know it happened?
Listen, if we keep it out there in the ether long enough, people will just watch it.
We could just put it
by
on
the time
Twitch.
We're 80, it'll count. Yeah.
Ugh.
We have our Twitch account.
Ugh.
You know, we should, and we'll just ignore, like, Twitch chat. We'll just do it, and if anybody watches, good for them. And if not, we're just fucking
good
doing
for
it
us,
and
yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm weird, man. I hate like live streaming. Just I want everything in archive form. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, you
can
like
record
save
it. Yeah.
After it's done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly like. That's. I like the live thing. I just hate pandering.
Yes.
Like you have to put on a persona for so much of Twitch, and I tried it once when I was still playing. Gacha games, because there's no shortage of people
that
just want to watch you pull shit.
Yeah,
spend your money. and I did it like once or twice, and I was like, this just isn't fun. Like, I'm not getting a lot of interaction. I feel like I have to be not myself and like put on a show.
Yeah, and then like I don't have a hot tub or boobs, so like. Well, I mean, I kind of have boobs, but I'm working on that. I'm losing weight.
Listen, if I had significant boobage, I would just never leave this house. So that's a problem. Though I guess I would be more popular on Twitch.
That, yeah. I have not been on Twitch in years. So, like...
I tried the other day. I loaded it up just to see if there was anything interesting going on, and it was nothing but bullshit. I was like, I lost the plot, man. Sorry.
The only game I used to watch was StarCraft, and, like, I haven't, you know, like, I haven't been into StarCraft in a very long time, and, it, you know, if I'm gonna, I don't know, I could watch someone play Minecraft, but I could just go play Minecraft myself, which, again, have not done, I own it, though. I own it now. Maybe one day I'll delve into the crafting of the mines, but...
I have Minecraft. You ever want to play Minecraft together? I also have Minecraft.
Tom, maybe that'll be another jam that we try one of these days. Will it take over my life?
It's
maybe.
Pretty fun. It's pretty fun. Like, it's pretty fun.
I'm pretty sure Megan thought I died when I discovered. Well, like after Megan introduced me to Stardew Valley, I think she thought I died in my apartment
because I didn't hear from you
and
for
had
like
to check on me
a long time.
I don't know. It all depends. So like, it all depends how far down the rabbit hole you go. I have lost a lot of time to Minecraft at different stages because. It has infinite exploration, and it has, like, infinite creation. So, you can always just be looking for extra shit to build new shit. And you can always just be looking for new frontiers and then have to build a new house, castle, whatever out there. And then you build railroads in between. So, and anything of your dreams while you're in there. So, there's just a lot of kind of what we do in the forest, except... not as graphically pretty,
but limitless.
Much more creatively flexible.
Yeah, I think...
It's pretty great, I'm not gonna lie.
See, it does sound good. My thing is, I have an addictive personality.
It's
so,
fine.
You know, when I get into something, I get into something. So, like, you know, book series or video games. As a man who has probably 1,000 hours logged into Stardew Valley, I worry about things like that. I'm fully aware it's happening, and I tell myself I can quit anytime I want, but it's not true.
Prove it.
But, I mean, if you're using the same time you would be using to play Stardew Valley, then you're fine.
I guess.
I mean, if you have a certain amount of time set aside for video games, then you're good.
That's the problem. I don't.
Beyond that,
I don't.
Yeah. I get that.
So, that would be cutting into my sleeping time or productive time.
Who needs sleep?
The thing I will say about Minecraft is, like, I think there's some level of story mode now, but, like, if you're just playing in survival mode, it'll all be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, and there's not any, like, key driver moving you forward. It's just your own ambition of doing stuff.
I mean, yeah, but, like, look what happened to us when we played DayZ.
Yeah.
And I mean, to a lesser extent for you two, but, like, Flemington and I, when we got into Project Zomboid, the same thing, man. Like, we were in there, man. I know you guys weren't as into that game, but he and I were, we were in there.
I know you were. I couldn't do it. Those developers are great. It's a great game. It's not for me. It's too detailed. Die too easy. I honestly would still play DayZ.
If we could find a good server, I know.
I would jump back in.
I have looked a couple times at, like, can I host my own DayZ server? What does it take? And, like, I read a little bit, and I'm just like, I don't know if I really want to.
It's a lot of work.
And I span away from it. I don't think it's that much work. I think it's just a lot of configuration. And I'm just, I just get, I don't know. I'm also worried that if I pick it up, I will spend too much time on
That'll be it. It's just, that's your life.
Yeah, exactly. Because I loved that server that we played on.
It was fun.
It was great. And I have tried to find other servers that are anywhere near as good.
Mm-hmm.
There's one.
Just one.
And the missions all get taken super quick by other people on the server.
Okay. Was it like the other server we were in where it's like you call it out if you're going to do it? Or, okay.
Generally people, it's encouraged to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mods will tell people to do that. Some people also just like call it as soon as it shows up.
Gotcha.
And just go do it. And there's just enough people that it happens and I'm like, I'm so far away. I'm so far away when the snake bite enters my veins that I just can't, like, get there in time to do it first.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, if I could just duplicate that server and just have it be private, that'd be great. Or, like, I would actually love to just start with something like that mm-hmm. and then just tweak it. And that would be awesome.
There you go.
But I don't think it works like that. I basically just have to, like, look at what their mod list is and I don't know. Maybe I can just apply that, but I have enough computers laying around that I feel like I should be able to set up a server and
make it work.
Make it work, yeah.
It's just that fear of slipping.
Yeah. I'm also just lazy and also have a life and haven't had to think about getting my stuff put together for that, but I think one day it will happen, and then we'll all drive McDonald's mobiles around. That's the other thing is, like, I actually really enjoyed that you had to kind of fight to get a car
mm-hmm.
when we first were on there,
mm-hmm.
and they were not, like, they were few and far between,
right.
And then you had to find parts for them, and every other server I've been on is like, here's where you buy a car.
Oh, so it's just, like, super easy to come by.
Yeah,
but we had four cars each at one point before they limited us, before they were like, that's not okay.
Well, I mean, back in before they reset the server the first time, I found that green Corvette and that was like amazing because we had zero cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we had one car, we could kind of drive around and find other ones. And also people would post about them in the Discord server and we would go take them. but it was all like Sarkas, like all just like the beater four-door car.
Right. Taxis.
Yeah. And then when they changed the parameters after that restart, there were just cars everywhere. Of every make and model.
Yeah, I think we got flung in an ambulance at one point.
Yeah, we did.
And was it the mods that let us play with all of their stuff that night?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Where we raced.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fun thing about DayZ is when you can do things like that. Yeah. And when you have you know, little challenging spots, too. Because, I mean, DayZ is just all about amassing gear and then trying for a bigger challenge, mm-hmm. for a bigger score. So, I don't know. There's a lot of fine-tuning that goes into creating a server, I think, too, to have a good kind of challenge cycle there.
Right.
So.
One day.
One day. I'll probably end up just pursuing it.
Just gotta do it.
It will be called Banana Hammock Adventure in honor of the old Banana Hammock Adventure server. Megan, I'm sorry you weren't with us in those
days. That's okay. I've only heard tale.
It was a glorious thing.
Yes.
I miss the scrap copters, too. Those were cool.
Those were cool. I just, we were discussing that the other day, Tom, and I don't think it was on the Banana Hammock server, but there was a mission called Brown's Dirty Hole, which I always found amusing. God. I was like, oh boy. I'm pretty sure what happened was you had to like go down into a quarry and there were like AI guards and you had to kill them and then you could get the gold that was like in there.
Inside Brown's.
Yeah, hole. I'd have to ask Fleming.
There's
he probably
nothing weird
remember.
About it, guys.
There's nothing weird about it. It's just you're going into Brown's Dirty Hole to pan for nuggets.
Yeah. Hey, if you want some nuggets, you got to pull them out of a dirty hole.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just keeps
yeah.
getting worse.
Yeah. This is what we do. Yeah, I would like some other games. I mean, I'd really like if a challenger to DayZ kind of showed up.
Project someone... Zomboid.
No, that's a different... I mean, that's a completely different game. I mean, I just kind of wish that there were... I guess Rust is kind of a... Rust and Ark would be comparable games. But I don't really know what they're like in terms of NPCs, except that I ran around as a naked lady in Rust and got killed pretty quick.
Oh, jeez.
You come in, you're just a naked person. Made me a naked lady, and I got killed.
I think Fleming's played Ark a little bit. I own it, thanks Epic Games Store, which I've still... I've downloaded several free games from and played none of them, but...
Same. You can get pet dinosaurs in Ark.
You can.
Which is cool.
That's like your thing, man.
Yeah. I think you can even ride them.
You can, I think. You can tame them.
Maybe we should try Ark sometime.
Let's do it.
Maybe.
We've also talked about doing Grand Theft Auto online.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably... I also own that through the Epic Games Store.
Epic. Same.
Actually, I think I own it at Steam, too. Yeah, I do. Look at that.
I mean, to a degree, that's kind of similar to DayZ Online, too.
Yeah.
Just without the zombies.
I think I must... Megan, did we try Grand Theft Auto before together? I feel
online?
Like I played it... Yeah, I feel like I played it with someone.
Not me. I don't think so.
Because, like, I think basically what it is just, like... There's a little bit of story, but then you just get to do a bunch of heists.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the fun part of, like...
Right?
That was the fun part of Grand Theft Auto.
I wish there was more of that.
Those are the best ones. They're all online. There's
That's
a
true.
Shit ton of them online.
Yeah, we should try that, you know, when our schedules work out in about a decade.
Yeah.
Listen, we're looking good.
I'm moving up in the world in that regard. I just need the rest of you guys to get
to get on your level.
No. I'm not there yet and I don't know what that level is, so we'll find out.
But like I don't know. I there was a time, and this is probably almost 2 years ago now, that I hoped that Payday would scratch my itch for heist. But what that game is, it's just a lot of getting shot and hoping someone else comes save you.
Yeah, I mean, Payday has two issues. One is it desperately just wants to be like Left 4 Dead, Back 4 Blood. And two is that Fleming is really good at it and sets the difficulty way too high.
Yeah.
And we get dragged along.
Considering that,
that doesn't sound right.
Considering that you can level up in that game, like, to absurd levels, and he'd be, like, level 1300, and meanwhile, Tom and I are, like, level 30.
Yeah, I don't know. Payday was the same thing where I don't care for games where you have to know the right steps to do a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I agree.
And it had a lot of that. And that's why I don't like raids in MMOs either. Like, I know you have the whole addictive personality thing. I know that's been the reason we've put this away. But I do think a game like Star Wars The Old Republic would be fun to play together. Or even like Final Fantasy 14. But the raiding part in 14 is better. There are specific steps, but you kind of find them and you just do it. And in like Old Republic, they got like way too specific. And I was just like, this isn't fun. Like, I don't need to solve a Towers of Hanoi puzzle in the middle of this.
Bro,
all of 15 people wait on me.
Dude, those games, and I'm talking about any Knights of the Old Republic game, they love their Tower of Hanoi puzzles. What is up with that?
The only thing I can say is it's like a classic programming challenge, because it like demonstrates runtimes of things. And I think probably like there were a bunch of programmers on the team that already kind of had that in their arsenal, and they're like, "What puzzle can we put here? Let's put Towers of Hanoi. Let's just do that." And for anyone listening that doesn't know what the Towers of Hanoi is, that's when you have like the rings of various sizes, and they're set up in a certain way, and you have to move it so that the biggest one's on the bottom, and they go from biggest to smallest, and they're arranged in the various towers all in the same scheme like that. But yeah, it's strange. I don't know,
that's annoying.
But aside from that, like, I do like that game like carried on the story of the Old Republic's games, and the story of the Jedi Knight, which was cool. There's a Revan appearance.
Ooh.
It's all interesting. But it's also an MMO, and honestly, I can say I've gotten tired of MMOs the older I've gotten. I have less social stamina.
It's a lot. It's hard to maintain.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just like when I was younger, I used to be much more open to meeting like random new people on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and becoming friends with them. Now I feel like I have my friends, and everyone else can go away.
No new friends.
Yeah. You were the last one, Megan.
Aw, I count myself lucky.
He closed the door after you entered.
Yeah. Didn't need any more.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'll take it.
Sure, yep. Compliment.
I will say, in any spare time that I have had, I've been playing a little bit of Sea of Thieves here and there, and it's a different experience when you're playing with people that aren't used to playing with other people, if that makes sense, because there's a lot of PvP. And I've just been, like, it's a pirate game, so you run into assholes. And it's just been so frustrating for me. And I'm just like, please don't fuck with us. Just leave us alone. We're just exploring. I get it. We don't have anything. And then they just blow up the ship anyway. And no one wants to fight, so it's just like this endless cycle of people just griefing you.
Sounds like PvP servers for DayZ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us not forget the first time we ever played DayZ. First of all, I got violently motion sick.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, real bad. And then Tom broke his legs, which is a thing that could happen in that game, and he was begging me to crawl with him.
Crawl with me!
So that we could reach our destination at the same time. And
we're
then,
all with
and
me.
Then some other players happened upon us who decided that we'd be better off dead and respawning, so they just shot us.
Yep. Oh, you got a broken leg, man. That looks pretty bad. Let's
we'll just take care of this.
It's like a horse. It's like Tom was a horse. He broke his leg, and then he had to be
couldn't run anymore.
He had to be destroyed because you don't just kill a horse; you destroy it.
Enjoy our new Tom glue.
Oh, it sticks to everything. Ugh. Should I have said that? I don't know.
I think
that took too long to hit.
And then here's the thing too, like when we started to get back into DayZ last year, the year before, whenever that was, and we were still like feeling our way around different servers. Yeah. Sometimes you didn't spawn in with a map, so like when you're trying to find each other when you spawn in, it's very difficult because the signs are all in Russian or Slavic or Croatian or some Eastern European language which we don't know how to read. So we'd be like, I think this is where I am. It's like, well, I'm just gonna go kill myself so that maybe I can spawn closer to you. And then in a game called DayZ, you can't find any zombies to kill you. And then you try to find like a high enough thing to jump off of to kill yourself. So you jump off a lighthouse, but you don't die. You just break your legs. So then you have to try and crawl back up the ladder on the lighthouse to try and jump off again to end your life, hoping that you land on your neck this time. But you're in so much pain that you pass out when trying to climb the ladder, and you wake up back at the bottom of the ladder, and you're like, this is the worst. This is just... And then you get eaten by wolves.
Yeah, then when you actually manage to survive and find equipment and do well for yourself, you get surrounded by six wolves out of nowhere. And they kill you and eat you.
I was just sick of getting colds and then dying.
And then here we are.
I get that.
Going, I'd play DayZ again.
Listen, there is a difference between vanilla DayZ and modded DayZ. Very crucial. Plus, a lot of like the modded ones, you have the option to choose where you spawn in.
That's true.
Which is, it makes a difference. If you're playing with a team, you don't want to be separate like that. You just spend a whole day trying to get together, and then when you do, all you can do is give each other a thumbs up, thumbs down.
And then you're like, well, it took me forever to get here, and I ate my slightly bruised plum already, and I think I'm about to die.
Yeah, I'm already at 2 health and on the decline, so see you guys in nap time. What a game. Bohemia Interactive, what's wrong with you?
And consider that it's like 10 years old at this point, and is it still it's not in early access still, is it?
I don't think
no.
So.
Okay.
They still release updates, though.
Yeah, and the updates just make the game worse.
Yeah, because they break mods.
They break mods, and they add stuff that no one asks for, like, well, we've added toxic areas where you need to equip a gas mask. If you don't, you'll die, so enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. So here's their newest update is bandit assets. It's just, like, bandit masks and clown makeup. Like, cool.
Oh, so they inserted themselves into the game.
Got him. But, like, yeah, the toxic thing... I've seen that implemented in interesting ways. It also kind of sucks, because I've actually gone through toxic zones at this point, and, like, your character will just start to acquire, like, wounds.
Oh.
And if you're driving in a car, and you don't have, like, all of the materials on, and you're just trying to breeze through a toxic zone to get to your next spot, you'll still get all of that stuff. And if you don't pull over and have an antidote handy, which is what a pox antidote does, you just bleed to death eventually, which has happened to me, and I very nearly lost a whole shit ton of gear.
Yeah, I just, like, that game, it's so weird because it can feel so easy at some points, and some other aspects are so unforgiving. Like, I remember we went to some big old military base that's like the most, one of the most radioactive areas in the game. And, like, you have to take your, whatever, your anti-radiation pills. And you have to have on all your anti-radiation gear, blah, blah, blah. And, like, at one point, I remember I took the gas mask off to take the pills. And I forgot to put the gas mask back on. And I was like, man, my radiation's going up. And then I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm just gonna die now. Which I guess is kind of like real life. But I'm playing a video game. I don't, like, come on.
I agree. Well, that's how I felt about Project Zomboid. Because it was like that on steroids.
Like, excuse me, I was able to break down a bench press machine and put it into my backpack. But then I realized...
In your backpack?
Yeah, but then I realized that you can't actually use the bench press machine. Because I was going to take it back to our hideout to get ripped. But you couldn't actually do it. So then I just left it in the street because it was very heavy.
Yep. But if you get bit once, you're going to die.
That's not true. I've come back from a bite.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die, and I was very, very angry because my character had lived for a very long time. And then it was like, oh my god. Oh my god, I'm still alive. And then I never played the game again because I'm scared that my character will die.
That'll be it.
And I think if I go back in, he'll still be there with his cool checkered chef pants, having survived a bite.
See you in a ska band.
I wish.
We can only hope.
Hell yeah. We should loot the saxophone emporium.
I get it, though. Like, I found that game to be very satisfying. Like, there were some, like, it felt very, like, Dawn of the Dead-ish. Because you could walk into a mall with a machete, a Danny Trejo, and just, you know, kill a ton of zombies. And it felt really cool. But then, yeah, you get that scratch, and then it's like, you're scratched and infected, and you're like, oh god, I have to go home immediately and sleep and eat and take medicine and just not do anything for the next 2 or 3 hours of gameplay because there's a chance I might die.
Yep.
Yeah, satisfying is not the way I would describe that game.
Nope. Incredibly frustrating is probably what I would say.
Even the part where you were cutting down swaths of zombies, that was the satisfying part to me.
Yeah, because just about every time I tried to cut down a swath of zombies, I would get the exact scenario that you just described.
Yep.
Which I think was their intention with the game. I mean, it's supposed to be like fairly realistic kind of zombie simulator, but
it's too much.
that's not too much
for me.
That's not what people want when they're going for their escapism in their daily life.
No, I like the element of DayZ where I get on a server and I can get a big old gun and just start blapping zombies all over the place.
Just
that's
blap,
the fantasy experience
blap
I want.
Cheeks.
Blast them terrorists glanced, in the words of Key and Peele. I don't know. There's probably room out there for another, like I said, like another kind of zombie competitor with DayZ. I think Back for Blood tried to, you know, kind of bring that Left 4 Dead energy back, but
they
I don't think
failed.
It really hit very well.
Yeah. They're already, like, they're not shutting down support, but, like, any future, like, updates or anything beyond support, they're already, like, pulling the plug on it.
I hate that.
Yeah, a lot of people are actually very upset about that, even though the game wasn't super well received.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, maybe the times have just left that kind of game behind at this point, but... I like it when the effort is rewarded and they're trying something a little different. But again, I kind of wonder if they went too formula on it and it just didn't work.
There's another like MMO that's coming out that's zombie based. Megan, I know you've mentioned it a couple times. It's like
day before,
something like that. I saw some like reports on it recently that like they put out some footage and everyone was like, "That's not what your game looks like. You're fucking lying to us."
There's a whole lot of controversy around the game now. It's actually it has been removed from the Steam store. There's like a whole copyright issue over the name of the game. And people are just doubting that it actually even exists. So
they abandoned themselves. Is that
exactly?
Is that what the other game was where that happened too? Yeah, God, game developers.
That's what it sounds like.
What is happening? Like,
yeah,
get your shit together before you start hyping something, please.
Uh-huh. It takes so much to make a game now.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It looked promising until. They're like, you'll get gameplay one day. So.
Yeah, just like I Am Jesus Christ will come out eventually.
Hey now, they did put out a new trailer. I don't know if you saw that like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Yeah, you and your
Jesus
hands.
Can I pull Satan orbs towards me while also deflecting bolts of energy back towards them just like in the Bible?
Maybe. You'll just have to watch the trailer to find out. Mostly because I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Hey, Megan, has your abandoned app on your PS5 updated recently?
I deleted that because that was like 5 gigabytes of I didn't need it.
Is this PT or something else?
Abandoned? It was this like, I don't know, Sony exclusive that was coming out where you wake up with amnesia and it's like a survival game of some sort, but it's from this company called Blue Box Studios, and they were creating all this hype and mystery around it by posting things kind of like leading people to think that it might be like a Silent Hill game or that Kojima was involved, like really weird, just a lot of bullshit to the point where like Kojima had to be like, I'm not involved in this. Like, this isn't us. But there was like, oh, we're going to release some game footage so you can see what it's like. We're releasing this this client that you need to download on your PlayStation 5 so you can get the full experience for it, rather than just like put a trailer out on the internet like everybody else. So they released the app, and it's like, I think it was like 5 to 8 gigabytes. And they didn't release the gameplay because they were having trouble. And they're like, oops, it's delayed. And then finally they release a clip on the app that's on your PlayStation 5. And it was like a 10-second clip of like a shot of legs walking across a floor. That's what it was.
Oh, so we're high art avant-garde bullshit.
Yes, yeah.
Sweet.
But there's like a placeholder for like gameplay footage, a demo, and some other stuff nothing was ever added. And if you look them up, it's like, hey, we're working on it, and that's it. No idea what's happening.
Why did you tease all of this thing and build all of the hype when you had nothing to deliver?
Right, and they said, oh, maybe things were announced a little bit too early.
You think?
Yeah, but after, like, you know...
I don't think so. I think it was spot on.
Yeah, and doing all this nonsense where you're, like, teasing, oh, are we, you know, Kojima doing something sneaky, or... Like, you knew what you were doing. You were just trying to build hype around something that you weren't putting out right away.
Am I Andy Griffith from The Andy Griffith Show?
Yeah. Like, they...
Like, what?
They put out... it was, like, a still that said abandon real-time experience. And if you looked at it, there was kind of, like, a blurry face in the background. And you could see where people were getting the idea that it looked like Snake. It was like a man's face with like an eye patch and kind of that like mullety hair look. So just different things that they were doing with their marketing on social media. It was just like a total tease for nothing.
Yeah, that's a little bit scummy, actually.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's one thing to like put out some images of like what you intend to release.
Mm-hmm.
it's another thing to mess with somebody else's
property, yeah.
Intellectual property. Yeah.
Absolutely. Or like kind of pretend that you're someone that you're not just clout. Like I don't, yeah. So gaming is weird right now. I mean, you know, it's always been strange, but I feel like more so recently stuff like that where like things are overpromised and you either never see anything or it's just not what you anticipated or you have people doing shit like this.
Hey, you know what game was never overhyped, never overpromised, and fully delivered?
Skyrim.
Marvel's goddamn Midnight Suns.
Well,
if you're out there listening and you haven't played Midnight Suns, fucking play it.
Tom's going to do everything he can. This is Tom's Midnight Suns cult.
Yes. Follow me and Jared Leto into the cult of the Midnight Sun.
Join us for the Morbius DLC.
Yes.
I was going to try and make a Half-Life 3 joke, but I think it's just time to end it.
Yeah, probably.
You know, I own a VR headset now and could play Half-Life Alyx, which came out for VR only.
Yep.
Part of me feels like I should, and part of me is already just like, no. Make Half-Life 3.
Is this the hill you're going to die on?
I don't have a hill there. It's just why?
Why not?
Why did this happen?
Maybe one day.
If I get excited enough, I have trouble with VR the way Pinto has trouble with first-person games. So I mean,
I
get the barfy. The only thing I don't get barfy with is shooting craps in PokerStars VR.
Oh God.
Which is stupid, that's but weird. I love it. So.
Huh. Well.
I don't know.
On that note, any final thoughts, questions, concerns, emotional outbursts?
Star Citizen, coming 2049.
Seriously, where the fuck is that game? I forgot about it.
I think you
it.
Can actually play it. It's in some stupid demo state. I don't know why you would, but it's out there. I saw Steam try to sell me No Man's Sky the other day for like $40.
Yeah, they're doing a whole new push on VR with the PlayStation headset coming out. Or being released. It is out. Yeah.
I fucking bought No Man's Sky at launch, and it was a giant piece of shit. So I don't appreciate this trying to be repackaged and sold to me for $40 in the year of our Lord 2023.
They have, I will say, done a lot to change it. Like, whole different game now. Still iffy.
I suppose I could try it again. Yeah. But
Tom, I just opened up Steam and they're trying to sell me Destiny 2 for $99. So
isn't it free?
I guess there's, I don't know.
All the DLC.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, Steam was like, buy Destiny 2 for $100, and I was like, this looks like the coolest Daft Punk concert, but I'm good, thank you.
I played Destiny 1 night.
The only reason I played Destiny 1 is because I got to play it with Megan. So.
Me, baby.
Guys, I gotta be real. I just opened up my Steam store queue, and the first thing that showed up was a game called Phantom Brigade.
Hey, mine too.
Oh my god, it looks beautiful, and I feel like it's too good to be true, because it's mega super awesome giant robot tactical
turn-based
action, which is everything I love.
Hey, what you got? Phantom Brigade, it's 20% off right now.
It is.
It's like $24, and I feel like I'm probably going to buy it.
So tune in next week when Tom gives us his review on Phantom Brigade.
And here's why you should play it.
It looks like, it looks XCOM-y. I don't know. I'm interested.
Well, the next game on my list is a game called Pizza Tower.
I saw that.
So... okay, all right. I need to go to bed. Please end this.
It's time. All right, everyone. If you're still with us, why? Thank you for being here. You can find more of our content online at the www.joypadpod.com. There are links to all of our things. I appreciate it if you're still here. If you would like to hear us talk about something in particular, get at us somehow. Send that carrier pigeon to Tom. Say, go to Tom's house. And, you know, they'll deliver it. Maybe. We'll see. Birds aren't real. Anyway, Tom, please, walk us out.
I just bought Phantom Brigade.
Of course you did.
I hope it's good. It has very positive reviews. People seem to dig it. So... I have so many games I still need to play. I never played Cyberpunk, but I have that game.
Just
stay joyful.
Goodbye.
Pizza Tower is $3 less than Phantom Brigade.
That's too much.
Goodbye. Just stop. Just end the podcast. Goodbye.